First and last things, Constable and Co., he has stated his convictions upon certain general ideas of life and thought as clearly as he could. Of all philosophy, of all metaphysics, that is, seems to him to be a discussion of the relation of class and individual. The antagonism of the nominalist and the realist, the opposition of the one and the many, the contrast of the ideal and the actual, all these oppositions express a certain structural and essential duality in the activity of the human mind. From an imperfect recognition of that duality ensue great masses of misconception. That was the substance of First and Last Things. In this present book, there is no further attack on philosophical or metaphysical questions. Here we work at a less fundamental level and deal with religious feeling and religious ideas. But just as the writer was inclined to attribute a whole world of disputation and inexactitudes to confuse thinking about the exact value of classes and terms, so here is he disposed to that interminable controversies and conflicts arise out of a confusion of intention due to a double meaning of the word God, that the word God conveys not one idea or set of ideas, but several essentially different ideas, incompatible one with another, and falling mainly into one or other of two divergent groups.